Ouais.
Hi guys, welcome back to another podcast. How you guys doing today? We're all back from break officially.
Let's
go. Berkeley causing some controversy because he's fucking up someone's car right now.
Dude, I didn't even fuck up his car. I literally, you know how it's like when it gets like dewy out or it's like raining and right. You like draw something on the car. I just drew a wiener on the back of Spencer's car because I'm still fucking 12 years old. I thought it was hilarious.
It was a chody wiener too.
Yeah, it was like the tiniest
he
fucking.
He says, bro, next time I see someone etching something into my car and scratching the paint, I'm using your fucking head as a buffer to buff the scratches. It's like, why do you think it's all right to scratch my shit? I didn't realize you were scratching the car.
I didn't
though.
Scratch his
Dude,
car.
Dude, your
I
nails drew, are fucking titanium.
I literally, exactly. I'm fucking Wolverine then if I'm scratching his fucking car. I literally just drew a wiener. Like in the rain. Like,
I can't believe that this is even a conversation.
I know.
I can't fucking, believe that this is even a...
That he can... I'll scratch
it. Let's get into this. Today, guys, we're going to Comic-Con, which is going to be sick. We're going to film some vlog content there. Wait, what? Why?
That just doesn't go in the same sentence.
What?
It's not going to be sick.
That's definitely a litification, for sure.
I mean, I'm just excited to see, like, the costumes. Like, does people put hella time?
No, they go costume? Hard.
Like, they have, like, the moving Iron Man.
They go they hard.
Like, this guy's on stilts that are, like, 14 feet tall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My question is, how do you drive to Comic-Con? Like, when do you put your costume on?
Probably no, it's already on.
Oh, it's already on.
So, okay. Like,
well, no, well, they live half their life.
Well, if
that.
It's, like, an Iron Man suit, you probably just put it
imagine
in the
imagine just,
your
like,
trunk.
Six dudes or five dudes riding deep in a car. They get pulled over on the way there, and they're all, like, dressed up as fucking.
Yeah.
That's sick, bro.
The like, Ninja Turtles.
It's like the Avengers going to Comic-Con, and yeah. They're all, like, ready in the back of the car.
Wait, what are we going to dress up as?
We're going to get costumes on the way there.
Chris is going as G.I. Joe.
Dude, that...
What was that argument about?
Okay, so, like, we just came off... This the worst thing about it is that it came off the sentence, wow, a lot of people have crazy costumes at Comic-Con. And then one of our teammates said, oh, we should go as G.I. Joe and go to this. And, like, in my first thought, I was like, G.I. Joe could be cool, but I know what he's thinking is go to the store and get camo pants. Like it was a camo game at a frat. I was like, that's just not a good idea. But he thought I was just shitting on his idea, and we got into an argument. But it's just like at the end of the day, like, why even think of G.I. Joe? But like G.I. Joe at Comic-Con, like, why is that the first thing that comes to your mind? You know,
you guys should go as shit that like could seem like it's a comic, but it's just not. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
like
something that's like funny because it's like you guys
like kinda, Cuddle Bears.
Like the idea was kind of
like
there.
Like Family Guy, like a fan. Like
yeah, like that Stewie. Would be fun. That would be funny. Like if you guys that went as something that like just isn't quite a comic.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And people are like,
shit on it for
yeah. Yeah, try and like piss people off.
Cuddle Bears.
No, what's something that would piss off Comic-Con goers? People that are serious about this stuff.
Teletubbies.
Like Teletubbies or some shit.
Yeah.
Hello
yeah. Kitty.
Hello Kitty would be pretty funny. Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of people I'm sure might be dressing up as like Hello Kitty or like Hello anime Kitty. People, right?
I feel like Teletubbies.
But we have to go hard. We have to like do face paint. We have to do everything.
Like yeah, furries.
Yeah.
You guys should wear like mini skirts and put butt plugs in with tails.
Dude, guys, this is not like you guys are horribly representing people
are
from Comic Con. They're not like crazy people. Why? They're just people that enjoy comic books. Wait, what? Why aren't you going?
There was five tickets that were bought. I wasn't in.
Oh man,
I mean, you could have gone, but
okay,
you said that you don't
you couldn't have gone if there was five.
Like the perfect depiction of who should not go to Comic Con. Like that's literally. Like, I would never imagine Kyle Beale going to a Comic-Con. Like, that shit's hilarious.
That's why I'm not going to Comic-Con. I can't think of, like, I wouldn't think it'd be bad. It's just, like, that's just, like, something that I just never have been, like, oh, I want to go to Comic-Con.
Exactly. That's why you should go.
Hey, Luke, are you going?
No.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, whatever.
It's.
I think you'll be. It's psyched that you're going. I feel like you'll be into
I'm
it.
I'm gonna have fun.
I'm gonna be into it too. I'm gonna see how to make nut. McNutt's gonna be there, right?
McNutt's gonna be there.
And
Sophia
Gomez.
Gomez,
some of our friends.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's Selena Gomez. I was like, ooh,
Selena Gomez.
What was that?
It was. Okay, Mr. Passion Tree. Yeah. Let's keep it going. Squid Game came out this week. Mr. B Squid Game. It's at 144 million views.
Oh, Jesus. My. Yeah.
Right.
We might be having a segment on this podcast where we interview the
number 67.
The girl that plays 67 that went viral for being super hot. She might be coming on this podcast.
Might be.
Well,
isn't it crazy that all you need now on social media is just to be hot? Like, you don't need anything. You literally can... You can have a heartbeat.
Yeah.
You don't even need a pop tag, do you? Not really. She didn't have a pop tag.
No, people found her. She has 140K now on Instagram. But dude, Chris, you know what's crazy? Yesterday, I think these guys know about it, but I got a FaceTime call from her. And then I answer it because she's supposed to come to our house last night to film. But she's supposed to go film a YouTube video before that. And she calls me. And I'm like, hey, what's up? She goes, hey, I'm out front. I'm like, really? I was in the driveway with Nathan. We're trying to find her. We can't find her at all. And then she goes, yeah, oh, wait, I see somebody. I'm going to go. I'm like, wait, is it our guy? He goes, yep, he just gave me a hug. I'm like, okay, see you soon. And I get in the house, and it's empty. No one's home.
Yeah.
She called the wrong guy when she got to the other house. She called me. But then we were just, like, walking around, and I was texting her, like, I think he got it wrong. But Nathan and I were like, dude, there is 144 million that people that watched that video. So many random dudes are simping over her. And I'm just telling her, yo, you're at the wrong fucking house. I'm just texting her.
Yeah, no, that you guys were confused about that for, like, 10 minutes. You guys were, wait, I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. But it's weird to think about that so many people are simping over her, and we're just trying to get her to our house to
it's
film.
It's crazy how she just, like, blew up just from a YouTube video, like from a Mr. Beast video. Isn't that fucking crazy?
It's crazy.
It is crazy. But 147 million people watching it, it's just like, bro, goddamn.
No, I know. But it's just like, you just do modeling for a little bit, and you get put in this one video. And, like, you get this one opportunity, and you just blow up from it.
How many people watch the Super Bowl, Luke? Do you know?
Dude, more people watch the Squid Games than
wasn't
the
Super Bowl like 300 million?
I mean,
if that's so, that's half of the people that watch the Super Bowl watched Mr. Beast's video.
I don't think so anymore.
How many people watch the Super Bowl?
I think it's like 3 million.
No.
3 million? 96.4 million people. Yeah. More people watch Mr. Beast's video in one week than watch the Super Bowl.
3 million on his like live on Instagram.
But that means that girl got more attention than the star quarterback of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
She's fucking popping now, dude.
I mean, dude, like I'm giving all the credit to Mr. Beast. Like, I don't know why, like, and this girl is such it.
Do you see that? He's getting hate for doing Squid Games.
No, people are trying to say that he's, like, plagiarizing Squid Game. And it's like, that's
no, not
like,
bro, plagiarizing. He's, like,
unculturizing it? Because, like, is it
great? Well, the point of the Squid Game is that it's the idea of, like, rich people taking advantage of poor people and the horrible situation, the wealth disparity. But then he's spending $6 million on some Squid Game in America to give all these people a ton of money.
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't really fit with the lesson of the show.
It's like, fuck you.
It's still like, fuck you, right?
He's doing a YouTube video. Like, dude, you're mad that he got more views than the actual show the first week.
I'm just saying, bro. Like, everybody's going to be excited for season two. Like, all the kids are going to watch season two. So don't hate on Mr. Beast for that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. If she's coming on our show, we're going to put her in now. But if we're going to keep on going, then she ghosted us. Let's get into it. Do you guys know the girl Brittany Renner? She dated.
Yes.
All right. So Deion Sanders brought in a model, Brittany Renner, ex of TJ Washington, and she now lives with her mom. But Deion Sanders brought her in to talk to Jackson State football
team.
Why
you got to do it like that?
She lives with her mom now.
That's like recent news. She just learned.
There was no need for that stat.
She lives in her mom's basement.
She's like, oh yeah, we have a critically acclaimed actor. She's awesome. She has all these, and she lives with her mom. So
well, and she's went viral. She just lives with her mom.
Yeah, she was viral. She went viral this week for bitching about the fact that now that she's not with TJ Washington, she lives in her mom's house.
Yeah.
TJ,
PJ,
it's PJ.
Yeah.
Oh, PJ Washington. But if you want to pull up that video, she did a talk to Jackson State football team, and it's her talking about like side hoes and stuff like that in the NBA.
I knew it because when they announced that Brittany Renner, like, because I always followed her on Instagram when she started going to Kentucky, and then when she dated PJ Washington, and then when he got into the league, I just like thought in my head, I was like, this dude's gonna get played.
Yeah.
This dude's gonna get played.
Yeah,
and like I knew it. Like I swear on everything, I knew this guy was gonna get played. And then the news came out, and he got fucking played.
And he got played.
And he owes like. I think like 100K a month, some of that.
Really? And like child support?
Yeah.
Click right on.
If 100K a month, why are you still living at your mom's place? Click maybe she has debts. All right, you want to click in the next slide, Lou? Yeah, this is her talking.
Dude, like she, like it's a sport for them. Like it's they go sport. There to it's go.
Headphones. We have to listen to it.
Yeah. All right, let's check this out. This is her talking to the football team.
Play that. I mean, honey, like, I feel like my DMs, it's like a Nike store. There's nothing but checks. So it just.
Oh my fucking God.
Yeah, okay.
That's fucking a flex, bro. That's bars.
That's bars.
Right? Bars. Like, my DMs are like a Nike button. Store only checks. That's pretty sick.
But
I don't know. Dude, that's fucking awesome.
That kind of pisses me off because that's like just such like a line that she's like, oh, I'm going to say this sometime. Like, how many times do you think she said that line?
No, she heard that, like, one of her friends say that, and she goes, I'm going to start using that now.
Nah, she's bro, like, saying that line in the mirror, she's just over and over again until she goes on, like, a podcast.
Yeah.
She has a lot of lines. She even wrote a book about what she does.
She wrote a what does she do?
She just fucks athletes and just
like about her life and like why she's the way she's portrayed.
See, she's kind of like Selena Powell a little bit. Like she hooks up with famous dudes.
Yeah, basically.
I'd say she's a little more clean and put together than Selena Powell, but yeah.
Okay. All right, let's keep it going.
Hold on. They missed that game.
Did you see when they walked in? When she walked in?
No.
The whole football team knew exactly who she was. They're all like, "Wah!" They just got done with a tough practice, and then she just walks in.
There's this guy in there that's like taking notes while she's talking. And Deion Sanders is like, "This dude ain't took notes all year," and then he's taking notes now. He's like taking notes on what she's saying.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, for audio listeners, they're literally like in a lecture hall. That and she's just sitting up there with Deion Sanders and the football team,
and she's looking smoking.
Pretty hot, man.
Nothing but blue checks.
They missed that game right there. She says like a Nike store.
It's like a Nike store. There's nothing but blue checks. So honestly, when you reach a certain status, you can have the pick of the litter. So for me,
she don't mean checks. Paper. She mean blue checks.
I'm talking heavy hitter. Some of y'all's favorite rappers.
But my question is how is flexing to a bunch of college kids that you're fucking all these pro, like,
because that's how she does it. She meets them in college and then she follows them to the league and then she fucking snatches.
Is she saying that she's gonna potentially be like their like chick in the future?
This girl has like posts of her on Twitter saying, "Oh, it's here to see your son. Hi to your sons," and she's at a new college.
Okay. She's like trying to warn people
up to fucking
her.
Like, right.
Yeah.
She's warning the kids about her.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait, oh my, that's what the fuck is her problem? Oh my.
I mean, that's good. I think she's kind of over like the whole like you know what I'm saying?
She definitely ain't. I mean, she definitely tried to get something out of P.J. Washington. And that was just like 6 months ago. So she's definitely on a
hunting trip.
A fucking
She's on the path of like actual athletes now. But when she first started, she did like college students and athletes.
She's been with Uzi. She's been with rappers and everything.
Wow. Imagine like 10 years from now, there's like a career path in high school. Like you can take like the Brittany Renner career path.
A lot of girls would choose that career path.
That thing that we use the software in middle school to detect what your career is going to be, like mycareer.com.
And
you get like, you're going to be fucking athletes. Just letting you know.
Yeah. I would fucking, I would do that. I mean,
I would do that if I was a chick and I was like,
I would
like
get
hot.
Railed for money.
Oh yeah.
I mean, not in that way, but
I mean,
like,
I want to say, I mean, I think there's a better way to put that.
I'd be a prostitute. I mean,
I would catch feelings for athletes.
Yeah,
I mean, it'd definitely be easier if a 6'5" Alabama quarterback wants to get with you. You definitely wouldn't say no.
True, but if a guy was doing this kind of stuff, does it make it weird? Like, if a guy was going on these girls' schools and be like, "Hey, if you guys,"
it's weird. That motherfucker's in jail.
Well, I think it's impossible for a guy to do that. I don't think there's a guy in the scene that's.
But a guy could go to like 18-year-olds, though, and 19-year-olds would be like, "Hey, guys, if you guys want to get with me," that's creepy.
Exactly.
Right, but there's no one
that's
on that
level.
That's what
I'm saying. How old is she right now?
She's like...
There's guys, bro, like if Vinny Hacker wanted to never work... Vinny Hacker's like literally like the...
True.
Like the picture-perfect sugar baby. Like, think about it, bro. Like, literally, he can...
Yeah, it would be seen as a little more creepy than what the fuck she's doing right now.
Yeah.
I don't keep going, Lou.
NBA players, football players. It's like, to me, once you reach that level just of popularity, the world is your oyster. You can do whatever.
So next slide.
Next slide, Lou!
My whole journey on here, I felt like my life almost felt like I was in Disney World. Like I lived in Disney World. Like you get to skip the line.
Bro, what the fuck? She literally just made an analogy
getting consistent athletic dick is like being in Disney
World.
It's
going on fucking Splash Mountain.
I mean, think about it.
I buy a Mickey bar, it feels like I'm getting dick down from Deion Sanders.
Just imagine like.
She has the fast pass.
She's literally just
an annual pass holder.
Yeah. Consistently just getting railed. First in line.
Sorry, Chris. What were you saying?
I fucking forgot. But yeah.
Sorry, you're just gone with it. But that's crazy. She literally just made an analogy of how she's basically in Disneyland and she can just fuck anybody if she wants and go on any ride.
I mean, shit. Like,
literally.
You get what? You go to your DMs, you slide down 10, you get offered like 3 yacht trips, you get offered trips to Barbados or Bahamas, you get offered 30 racks to get fucked, you get like... That's just like how it is there.
It's like the life of being Brazilian.
Like, you get all these athletes and rappers that want to give you money that they have like loads of.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Well, when you're saying you can't look down upon it, because if we were in that situation, we would do the same.
Dan Bilzerian is the same way, exactly, right? He does the exact same thing as she does, but with these hot chicks.
I mean, he's the rich one.
True.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's actually completely different. You're fucking dumb for that.
Yeah, no, that was
okay.
That was
fuck you. Was awesome. You're the one that calls him Dan Brazilian. So
it doesn't matter, dude.
What's his name?
Dan Brazilian.
Privilege. Like, people just want to be next to you. They don't even see you as human anymore. And you can either, you know, use it to your advantage and maybe abuse it, or you can, you know, try to make something happen. So a lot of guys are in my DM. You're in my DM because I'm.
Dude, I want. Dude, I want.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, I'm sorry, dude. Imagine if they all had eye trackers. They're just staring straight at her fucking chest the whole time. Dude. They don't give a fuck what she's saying, dude. They don't give a zero shit, dude. They're all like, oh my god.
I mean, damn, she's. I mean, yeah, they fucking pay attention to everything she's saying, bro. Like,
no,
like,
they're just quiet. They're just fucking.
I wouldn't reminiscing. I wouldn't miss a word.
Yeah. They're daydreaming. You know, they all have fucking boners, like class boners.
Class boners.
No, you know like those random boners. Like, this ain't no random boner in a class right now. This
bricked up in the lecture hall.
Yeah, right.
You want to keep going?
Sport. It's kind of like, well, that's an incentive to talk to you. A lot of times, women, men in general, everybody wants something.
Thank you.
Everybody wants something.
Dion.
Thank you.
Everybody wants something. So it's like, even if we both have our own thing going on, me still being with you is a good look because you boost my stock. Just like you boost my, you know what I'm saying? Like, I boost your stock. It's just that simple. It's kind of like a give and take, but you
bruh,
have.
I she's literally breaking the code for you guys, and you guys are just laughing. Like, like if this were to, like, if people that are laughing, like, this happens to a bunch of people. And
This is literally common sense, bro.
Yeah,
like, but she's literally just talking in common sense. Like, she's just saying statements that, like, yes, that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. But watch how, like, half the motherfuckers in the room still become baby daddies. That's like,
well, I'm just saying. Up. If you talk like this, has got to be one of the least attractive things ever. Imagine talking to a girl. If a girl ever addressed herself by her full name,
I'm Brittany Renner.
Like, just to, like, you're talking to a girl, you're like, oh, hey, how's it going? She's like, do you know who I am? I'm so and so. It's like, bro, shut the fuck up.
What if she
bro.
Says, hey, would
it's
you like to buy my stock?
What if it's like,
would you like to goes, mint my NFT boobs?
She's like, you up my stock. It's like, bro, shut the.
Oh, and she said, it's what influencers do. It's literally what, like if fucking say.
Yeah, but when you break it down like this, then it gets gross.
I'm just like bruh.
It's a lecture. She's teaching these fools. It's like, how do you teach without being like specific?
You just really don't need to be a fucking rocket scientist.
No, yeah, 100%.
But
yeah.
I feel like a lot of guys definitely need that, like, to at least see it. Because there's dumb guys that would simp and throw their fucking money away and throw everything away and wouldn't know.
That's true.
But
maybe
honestly,
if you do a sample, like a survey, maybe these guys, group of guys, don't end up being like sugar daddies, or not sugar daddies, or just have like kids and stuff like that. Instead, they end up better, and they only date like one chick that's super bad, and she's like teaching them.
I ain't finna cap. I don't think getting advice from Brittany Renner is really gonna
help. No, the advice is not become a baby dad. The advice is how to not feel like you got fucked over and just realize.
Well, it's true. It's kind of like in the influencer world, right? If you get so famous and there's like this random girl that you meet at a bar and she only likes you because you have the clout, and then she fucks with you and you marry her, and then she doesn't really, it boosts her stock. You don't really like.
It's like how these influencers, if, hey, I have clout, you have clout, let's date for fucking
Bryce
4 to 5
Hall and
months.
Addison. Bryce, everyone knows Bryce. A lot of people know Bryce.
I think
through
Dixie,
Addison.
I think Dixie Noah Beck is a good example.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Boosted to a new tier.
Yeah. Let's finish up this video. Lou.
Also, that's her message.
Is anyone else uncomfortable with how she's sitting?
Right? Oh, I love that. I think that's hot.
She is literally showing her vagina.
Box out for the boys.
Guys, it's a shirt and fucking yoga shorts.
No, it's hot.
Yeah.
Bro, that's her legs. All
right, you want to play?
Of what you're signing up for. You want to make it to the NFL, and it's kind of like, you do understand there's
talking
a lot
like
that comes
baby
with
and
that,
shit.
Right? There's going to, like, how it's, to be able to decipher who really loves you for you, I think that's, like, the $1 billion question we're all wanting to know.
She's pretty much saying the stuff that a guy that's got fucked over would probably already know by now.
For sure.
Kyle was, like, watching the TV screen, but there was, he
couldn't hear. I already watched all this.
But
because, like, you were talking and referencing moments, it's like, were you listening or?
Yeah, because you had no headphones on. You were just watching it.
No,
you were
I was just engaged. This just frustrated me. I was frustrated.
But you were just so engaged. You're
It is a little frustrating.
I think it's cool. I think what's more frustrating is girls that wouldn't admit that they do that and do that.
True.
She's at least being like, okay, I'll just
she definitely has, I do what I do.
Let me just use it as a class.
She definitely has some cojones for sure.
Cojones. All right. I show Speed, massive Twitch streamer. He just launched a music video that's been going viral. Let's get your thoughts on it real quick. I've only seen about like 10 seconds of it. Do you guys like I Show Speed?
I think he's funny. Yeah.
I think it's cool. I just don't know his thing.
He's kind of like,
he has a lot of anger management problems.
He's like Pink Guy from Joji. You know what I'm saying?
Who's that?
He's a filthy Frank.
He's just crazy, bro.
I never watched Filthy Frank.
Oh, like the spazzing and stuff like that? I don't know.
No. He's like Twitch streamer NLE Choppa and how he does. Like, because NLE's always been doing crazy shit like that.
Yeah.
That's the best way.
NLE's never bounced that ass.
Yeah. NLE does not bounce that ass, but NLE does like the just like the crazy like.
Yeah.
True.
All right, let's go.
MC. That kid.
Oh my God! His face. Turn me up. The beat's kind of cool.
It is.
Obviously, it's hard. Water hot, water sitting, I'm dropping a six in the back and I rock my Vans.
I get in my tune, I swear to God, man, and I put it, I put that on friend. Niggas, I preach, I want to stay safe. I know exactly what's coming. He's literally going to start bouncing his ass. Watch. Give it 10 seconds. He's going to start dropping and bouncing his ass. It's going to get gay like right here.
Okay, let's see, let's see.
Watch him.
It's like the build up.
He's edging us.
Oh, he's going hard as fuck.
Dude, like he could fucking spit.
It's actually pretty impressive.
Yeah. No. There's no,
Yo, he's going hard. Turn the shit up!
Why?
Turn me up!
Oh, is this not his gay one?
No, it is.
Oh.
He does do sus things in this one.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah, the switch up.
That switch up's a little weird.
I kinda like it. This is such a hard sample.
Oh! Oh my God. Oh!
Wait, pause his ass?
Possibly? He's the only...
Have you seen when Speed gets recognized in public?
No, what happens?
Like fans will go up to him and they'll literally start doing that to him.
I say we all try to bounce that ass right now.
No, it's impossible. Anyway,
no, let's try it.
It won't be in frame or anything.
Yeah, watch it. Let's go.
Okay, we have to watch the next couple of seconds. Let's watch it. I like the Acura in the back.
Oh, whoa. What the fuck?
Dude, she was going so hard.
His homie
on the right is like, okay, you missed me there.
But like, the one in the back's all for it. The one in the back loves it.
Remember when we did this on the screen at the Angels game?
Yeah.
We're like, bro, if it comes to us, we're going.
Bro, you can tell his toes are curling.
Oh, 100%.
Bro, his eyes are going in the back of his head. What the
it's
fuck?
The anime eye roll. It's hot.
He's going hard.
I mean, his name is Speed for a reason. He can rap pretty fast. I did not expect that.
And he can
suck
dick pretty fast, too.
Yeah.
The point was for him to rap as fast as possible.
Yeah.
His name's Speed.
Oh, okay.
Dude, little homie in the back is sucking dick, too.
Yeah.
Here, play it again. Keep it going.
Oh, my God.
He's the only guy that made, like, men twerking energetic and cool.
Yeah.
Like, when Speed twerks, you feel like you could twerk, and it's not even, like, a problem.
He empowers you, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm saying, like,
Chris,
like,
let's see it.
No.
Let's see you bounce that ass. Me versus you. Let's see who can bounce that ass better.
Sure.
All right, go. You first.
You first.
Sure. All right.
Yeah, we'll give you, like, a score.
Can you play the music in the background?
Oh, yeah.
Bounce that ass part?
I'll
rewind it.
Just play fucking Gooba.
I played the Speed song.
You see? Bro, just bounce this. Bounce to this, bro. Bro, you don't got knees for this, bro. I know for a fact you don't got knees for this. Wobble it.
Wait, face. Get have wobbly. Your ass face that way.
Get wobbly. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you don't got knees, bro.
No, no, you don't got knees.
Oh, dude.
No.
Bro.
Ow, ow, oh, you just Berkeley's, stepped my feet. Ow.
Berkeley's pants are on life support right now.
They are. They're about
Berkeley's
to rip.
Berkeley's pants are fighting for their life in the group chat.
If he farted right now, this shit would hit the ground.
Here.
Here comes Chris.
Rate him first.
Okay, we need to see Chris first.
I'm fucking knees. I'm finna cap. You're getting, like no, you're getting no dick with that.
Yeah. I mean, no dick?
Ow, you stepped on my feet.
What? Four? Fours? I'm going three, bro.
Yeah.
So let me see him do it first one more time, and let me try real quick.
Yeah, he's like in a catcher's position. Like,
you go down and out.
Okay. Down and out. Down and out. He does it like at the speed of.
He's flexible. He's definitely flexible.
Like his knee. Like I can't. Okay.
So bro.
Bro,
he got.
You got this, Chris. He's gonna go.
Oh!
Oh!
Whoa!
Whoa!
Oh.
Whoa! He's actually on my dick.
Turn around.
Oh!
Whoa!
Hey! Hey!
Hey! Oh, he just fell to the ground, but that was actually that was it.
Bro, you're getting big dick tonight.
You are.
No!
You're getting a 10 out of 10 incher.
Do you ride Clara?
Huh?
Did she strap on?
I used to work at like a never mind.
Wait, what? What?
Where'd you used to work?
No. Kai has to go.
Oh, we're all doing it?
I ain't doing this shit, bro. My knees can't.
No,
do this,
no.
Bro.
If I'm doing it, you're doing it. We're all doing
I'm
it.
I'm good. I'm gonna pass on this one.
You're gonna be doing it.
Go, Kai. So I got a three. Chris, what's the Chris score?
I'll
give that. Like, I'm gonna give that like a hard eight.
Yeah,
I'll give that an eight.
A little hard eight. You didn't shake the ass that much, but like the movement was good.
Yeah, I don't think you had, the ass definitely was not there, but the knees.
It was there.
Yeah.
My ass is there.
Yeah. The knees, for sure.
You want to get the music ready, Kyle?
Yeah. Pop that up.
Hating their asses. I'll hate them.
Gooba's honestly, I wish I was a chick that could shake ass, bro. Imagine just fucking, this comes on at a party. Oh, hello.
Oh, wait. Holy shit.
Did you hear his knees?
His knees literally just went. Imagine homeboy tears his ACL on a fucking. Yo, how'd you hear? Oh, I was just shaking ass on a podcast.
Dude, his knees did a cold start.
Oh, warm her up. Warm it up. Oh, warm it up.
Stretch it up. Stretch it out.
Oh, hello.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, get that shit away from me. I don't want that.
That's pretty good. That was good. But I'm going to get that at six.
What?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you yours is like that, bro.
Mine was worse than that.
That's like the kind of girl. That's like the kind of girl where you're like you're texting her like you think she's a freak, and then you're getting better. She's like,
yeah, that's like fucking Pepe the Frog.
she's like a full size body pillow. I'm a freak.
Yeah. Kyle,
that shit hard.
We gotta see it, man.
I don't want to.
Kyle, I feel like Kyle would be good at it.
No, I'm not. My knees don't work anymore, bro.
Let's go. I want to see it. Just one time. Let's go. You gotta get all the way down.
All the way down.
Hey!
That's
like a 6 or 7.
Okay, so this music video has been going crazy. It's got over 2 million views. Do you want to pull up the Oliver Tree footage right here? So, would you guys listen to that music?
Bro,
Oliver Tree,
Ski
Mask, Trippie Redd, and Slump God.
Boy,
Slump God.
What's his name?
Ski Mask, Trippy Red,
it's
Island
ski,
Boys.
It's Ski Mask the Slump God.
Nah, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I've
been listening to Ski Mask for
Oliver Tree time. Features in the Island Boys. Oliver Tree features the Island Boys in the music video, The Life Goes On remix with Ski Mask the Slump God and Trippy Red.
Flea.
This song is pretty, it's like Life Goes On and On and On.
Yeah,
on
that's, oh, yeah, that's Oliver Tree.
Right.
I don't like him personally, but I like that song.
Well, this is what Sueco's going on tour with him.
That's lit.
And I think we're gonna
good
go
good for
to the
Swayco. I'm glad. I'm happy. I hope Swayco does well, bro.
I know.
Swayco's
he's
lit.
Doing well, dude. He's great.
Cool.
He's the one. He said we could all go to his LA show.
Oh,
he's also really good at self promo.
So. That'd be so slutty.
Yeah, that'd be lit.
The Island Boys are coming in.
Look at him, bro.
Wow. Cops.
Yeah, they dress up as cops.
I'm an island cop.
They're like men in black.
I think the funniest thing about the Island Boys is like they're probably like I think they're like 5'5" like, not that that's like a bad thing, but I just think it's so funny that like the island boys, they're coming in like all blicked up, and then they're like halfway up the door. Well, they're
like 5'8 with the hair.
No, they have some crazy hair, bro.
They do.
Yeah. I mean, it's that image, just like the sick, like what 6ix9ine had.
I would like to actually talk to the island boys and see.
I think they're pretty nice dudes.
Yeah, they're chill. Cool. They're definitely chill.
They've grown on me. Like, I think they're funny.
Yeah, well, they have like that.
Have you heard the one of the guy just singing a cappella? He's just like in his room.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's just singing. And he's like, you know, just doing his thing. And then everybody in the comments is like, I can fall asleep to your voice. I can fall asleep. And then he's literally like, I'll see if I can.
You see them get booed at the
club? Yeah. People were not fucking with him at the club. They just started booing him.
And then they duetted that video on TikTok, and it was just them holding the money they got for performing at the club. They're like,
I mean. Okay, imagine you're paying $10,000 a table to go to a club. You're like, oh, like Lil Baby might be here tonight.
Yeah, true.
And then
you the island boy.
I'm just saying, bro. Like, I mean, if you're, like, it's not us. True, it's not a bunch of 20-year-olds going to the club. It's people who are actually rich in Miami.
Yeah.
Who are paying $10,000 a table to like go out and have a good time, and then. Which isn't bad. It's like they're doing their own thing. It's just like, bro, you're trying to hear some like.
It's like when I went to the club, I saw 50 Cent, and what if like it was just the Island Boys?
Exactly, bro. You didn't pay $10,000.
It was definitely a slow night because they're from Florida, so they probably like had nobody perform that night, so they just took them to the club.
They always have somebody, dude. It's crazy.
Okay, speaking of Island Boys, he just got in a huge fight with Nelk at the same time.
Okay,
did you hear about that? If you want to pull that up, supposedly on the Nelk podcast, they fought with one of their assistants. Or Nelk employees. I don't know exactly what the guy does, but.
Hey, I'm from, matter of fact, I'm from here, bro. You're
from here?
I'm from here, bro.
Come on, buddy.
No, I'm from here, bro.
Do you have your face right there? Look at my face right
there.
He
looks
like a comedian.
He looks like Gabriel Iglesias. He looks like Fluffy.
Okay, keep playing.
Bro, I'm
you know, 6ix9ine is here.
I don't give a fuck.
You know what 6ix9ine
is? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
You know.
I don't give a fuck.
You know.
I don't give a fuck.
See your fucking hair, your little fucking,
what?
Like,
bro.
Mad shit.
Look at your bones. Look at your ass. You know that?
Georgie. It's Georgie, bro. No way Georgie's spreading on him right now.
Wait, George, what?
George's lit.
That was the kid that got arrested.
Yeah.
Georgie's a beast, bro.
Georgie's so funny. All
right, so what I'm thinking, they got pressed for a little bit. Everything got mediated. I think the best thing in fights is when somebody says, I'm from here.
Do you think the Island Boys can, like, flex on like, some of the Nelk Boys money-wise? No, right?
No,
I don't know. They always talk about how they made their own money.
No, because like I feel like the Nelk Boys could money spread hella, like bro, all of them.
Like the best way to describe it is Lil Pump is way richer than the Island Boys are right
not
now.
Not anymore.
And
IRS.
Lil Pump is, but like Lil Pump is broke as shit now, mm-hmm. and he had money back in like
Gucci
to
gang,
flex,
gang, yeah.
but not really. Like you aren't. I don't know. The Nelk guys have like. Actual
real
they
money,
like
real
rich,
money.
But they have like actual money.
Well, dude, did you see the account came out of Siebel Dewitt? His bank account came out when the guy that was investigating for the crypto scam, Siebel Dewitt showed him his account. You know how much cash he has?
Mm-mm.
80K.
No. That's it?
Yeah.
Damn.
But he has like 10 million in Bitcoin.
No, he doesn't, because you can track the Bitcoin wallets. He never uses his actual Bitcoin for.
He got $2 million of Bitcoin stolen from him.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, that's what they found.
Yeah, if he has,
that's crazy.
He has 80K on his like wrist. Like, how does he only have 80K in his?
Because it's all bought. It was all bought supposedly by like the whole Rubet stuff, and for the videos.
So he's just a big old sugar baby.
I mean,
I guess.
Of course, that's what the video said.
He does provide the video.
Well, and he just like isn't it, like a lot of those tax write offs or whatever, right? Or something like that. Like cars and shit. When he gives away cars and jewelry.
Well, no, because when you get the car, that he still has to pay all the taxes on the car.
Oh yeah.
So true. It's like. I don't know. I think this is one thing that's pretty interesting to talk about. Have you seen any? What do you think of Seth Rogen?
I don't
awesome.
Like Seth Rogen.
Legend.
You don't like Seth Rogen.
Love his directing.
I like Seth Rogen in movies, but I don't like. I would never. I'm not like a. Like for instance, like Matthew McConaughey. I'm like a fan. Like I think Matthew McConaughey. Like I'm like a fan of just Matthew McConaughey as a whole person. You know what I mean? Like just all of his movies, everything. Seth Rogen, I like his acting, but like. Besides that, I don't know.
Dude, I love him as a person. Hanging out with Seth Rogen.
Yeah. Seth Rogen's he reminds me of like Seth Rogen.
You can't say he's like anyone else.
I just can't stand. I can't stand like
Seth Rogen like is a raspier Burke.
Literally,
yeah. Put glasses on Burke, and give Burke
if
a dark
I'm high
voice.
All the time. Then
yeah, true.
Like I don't know. He kind of
Seth Rogen's laugh is hilarious.
I want to pull up this link because this has been going viral, and I think it's something that could change your mind, Kyle. Let's react to this,
bro. Adele, Adele's a smoke.
This is
now,
Seth
bro.
Rogen talking about his time bro, at an Adele concert.
Adele's hot now.
Adele can get it.
Adele
can get it, bro.
Hello,
Seth Rogen is so epic, bro.
Check it out.
Oh, I've seen that.
It's an Adele concert. It's in the park. We smoked a ton of weed, and we're like, we're just gonna go and enjoy this lovely Adele concert.
Yeah.
We pull up. And we see cranes, camera cranes, there's drones flying around, there's an entire crew there. And I'm like, oh no, we are at the filming of a television special, I think. And our seat numbers literally are 1A and 1B. And I'm like, oh
no. It doesn't get bigger. Like,
that sounds close.
Yeah, it sounds real close.
So
oh, God,
we go to 1A and 1B, yeah. And we're in the front row. We're in front row center. We're as close as you could fathomably be. I sit down. There's like a camera literally just like pointed at my face.
Do you know Adele?
I've never met it. I don't know Adele. And if Adele, you're watching this, why did you do that? And there was, because the whole time I'm like, there's so many more famous people than me here who
I don't know. He's
Seth Rogen. I mean, like, I don't know him personally, but like, Seth Rogen hangs out with Wiz Khalifa. He hangs out and smokes weed with like a bunch of people.
Pete Davidson, all
them. He makes hilarious movies. He's got to be a chill dude.
Yeah,
Wiz 100%. Khalifa. Wiz Khalifa seems lit. I've been listening to Wiz Khalifa for so long.
You ever seen Seth Rogen smoke out of a gravity bong? His gravity bong.
Mm. No. Wait,
apparently, he has a pretty sick glass collection.
He has insane.
Wait, is there? What's the next?
Find that.
What's the next video?
Seth Rogen.
I'm sitting and I could just like feel them be insulted that I had such a good seat. Like I was in front of Drake. Like there's no world where I should be in front of Drake. Why? How is that possible? And I could just feel like Drake's eyes like drilling into the back of my head. Like why am I in 3R and he's in 1A? Like I was six rows in front of like Ellen DeGeneres and Kris Jenner. Like I truly have no, I have no idea why they did that. And it was truly wild.
What do you do when you're on, the camera turns on you? What do you do at an Adele concert? Did you clap or sing along?
I try to look, the whole time I'm like, just try to look cool, which is not like a healthy thought to have. And for me, at an Adele, it was hard for me to look cool because I'm uncomfortable.
Okay, but imagine like close. Seth Rogen's your dad.
Right.
How chill would he be?
He would have to be pretty chill. Like with you smoking for sure.
Like half of the like super bad he made those movies based off of his childhood. Like and but he definitely exaggerated and joked, but he written all those skits. Like he's definitely fucking
I feel like
hilarious.
It'd be hard though to have him as your dad. Like every kid knows that your dad's the one that directed some of the most iconic movies for teenagers.
What? Man, can we go to Seth Rogen's Nights? Ross? Seth Rogen made Pineapple Express.
I know.
Seth Rogen's super bad.
I'll give it to Seth Rogen. He has some really good movies.
I need to meet that man.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen's fucking legendary.
He is legendary. There's not many actors like that.
Not at all.
Yeah.
The coolest thing about him is that he always plays himself.
Yeah.
He doesn't actually, like, which is kind of a...
Sometimes he plays serious roles, though. Like, in Neighbors, he wasn't himself.
You can watch all these movies and laugh hysterically, I bet.
My favorite one was Disaster Artist. That was great.
Oh, Neighbors. I forgot about Neighbors.
Forgot about Knocked Up.
Neighbors is one of the greatest movies ever.
40-Year-Old Virgin is one of the greatest movies
that
ever,
movie
too.
That movie is really funny,
oh,
too.
Oh, God.
Superbad, too.
He was Superbad. In Steve Jobs. He played Steve Wozniak.
Wait, Superbad 2? What the hell? Where did you see that?
You know, wait, go up. You know that movie right there,
no,
Observe?
Like,
what's that called? That movie, Observe and Report, wasn't very popular. But the thing
it was
about
fucking hilarious. The Mall Cop?
The Mall Cop.
Yeah.
He was a Mall Cop, but it came out a month after Paul Blart came out.
Oh, really?
And Seth Rogen said that they stole the idea from Observe and Report to make Mall Cop.
And they just dropped it
but
earlier.
They dropped it earlier. Was
That's
way better.
Fucking crazy.
It was so much better. Well, you can't compare the two because definitely Paul Blart was for kids.
Yeah. Yeah. I get what you mean. But there's some pretty famous movies.
Okay, so the other night I was high as shit and on my For You page, these conjoined twins came up. Can you stop? Can you focus?
I'm going. I love Siamese twins.
Okay, so these conjoined twins came up and I was very interested. It brought up a lot of questions. So I have a few questions for you guys.
Can we show them the Siamese twins?
Can you stop looking at my fucking forehead? Kai will do this fucking bullshit where he talks to you and just stares at your forehead, and it's literally, it's like talking to someone with a lazy eye. No hate on lazy eyes, but it's like, where the fuck do I look? You don't know. And it's like, you don't, there's no fucking playbook for it. Anyway, these Siamese twins just brought up a lot of questions in my mind. Like, what happens if one of the Siamese twins, like, what if you come out and one of the Siamese twins is straight and one of them's gay? So then you end up.
Right, right.
What do you do?
Wait, should we show them real quick what it's like living like that?
I don't know. I mean, you just gotta live with it. I bet. I don't know.
It wouldn't happen. It's like how you're brought up, I feel like.
Do they have sex? Like, do Siamese twins?
There has been Siamese twins that have boyfriends and like relationships.
And one of them has a relationship?
Yeah. Like Luke, sometimes one of them threw a link in Slack. This is the chick that Kyle's talking about. With chicks that Kyle's talking
about. Wow, okay.
So it's a lot to unpack. There's also the theory of what happens if one of the Siamese twins passes away
earlier than the other.
Like, what happens if you're like 15 years old and your twin dies of birth complications?
You both
and die. You're stuck with them.
But yeah, like, stuck with but a dead like body? Your pelvises are conjoined.
You're both
like,
dead.
Well, you no, both die.
Like, no, but like
they share the same heart.
No, like sometimes they have two brains, two hearts, two sets of lungs, everything down to like the waist.
Wait, pull up these guys. These guys are the same case. And
they probably just cut off the half.
But you can't because the other body relies.
They both die. That's the thing. They both die.
Oh, jeez. You were high as fuck.
No, bro. I spent like hours. Look at this shit.
The fucking Sun tabloid thing called me a third wheel because they picked up my video. I'm the life of the fucking party, bitch. What are you talking about? I'm no third wheel. I'm awesome.
Beast.
So if you're dating them, though, you're dating one of them and the other person always has to be there. Or is there a part of that also loves both of them? Like, that's got to be a serious like question, right?
You must have a good job. You got to be paying for three meals. Motherfucker.
That's true.
I feel like you always think about just the one aspect of it that like thought about.
Now he's got to be working extra
hours. If you're dating two people, you're taking care of three people.
Okay, two people, one body that only needs to be fed. Probably the same as
it's two mouths.
Do you
think
they split checks?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a lot of shit.
I would think they would split. No, I think they would. I don't know, right? Do they have the same bank
But that's
account?
All you think about because besides like eating together and hanging out together and then having sex together, it's like what's the problem besides them having two heads?
I would actually love like to talk
like
to
just
them.
Talk and have somebody be like open about talking about it just forever because like there's Siamese twins where they're conjoined at the pet, but so
we need to find who's actually the Siamese twins that are dating someone. Like, we need to find those people.
So the girl on the right of the screen, she's dating a guy, and then in this video that we just reacted to, the one on the left is complaining that all the comments are calling her the third wheel.
I mean, but that then the complaint from the third wheel stems from, okay, well, the guy who they're thinking is like suffering from her being the third wheel has to pay for a lot of stuff or has to deal with her being there all the time.
I think that dealing with her being there all the time, even when you're like having sex, is probably the.
But then you have to deal with that before even thinking, hey, I want to date you.
Like, but they've grown up with each other their whole life, they're fucking used to it by now.
Like, I'm finna cap. If you're like the boyfriend, it's kind of in the fine print of what you're getting into.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's pretty obvious. It's not like a catfish type thing you can do. Right.
It's not like a sister who like comes in and starts third wheeling like a year after you've been dating. Yeah. Like, you've known what's happening the entire time.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. This guy must be chilling. He must be chilling from.
And I think overall, it's a lot more normal than you would think once you're part of their life. Like, I saw two of them that are teachers, and they teach in a classroom as conjoined twins.
That's so lit, because that's a good-ass teacher.
Right.
That would be good. That's a very good job.
Yeah. All right, so guys, we're going to try to get conjoined twins on the podcast, ask some questions. I think that'd be sick. Let's find some that, you know, do social media, want to come on a podcast. But guys, make sure to subscribe, hit that notification bell, and follow the vlogs. We're going to Comic-Con today like we talked about. Go check it out on the Sync Uncut. We'll see you guys next time. Peace out, guys. Peace.
And,